Nikki Ouellette with Montana News. Since before the smoke from the Rice Ridge fire cleared in 2017, a team of University of Montana researchers have been tracking lung health of local residents. They presented their early findings to the Seeley Lake Community Council for the first time Monday night.
We're a little amazed by the results a year out.
How so amazed?
I did not expect there to be an effect a year out.
Chris Malaccio is a researcher at UM's School of Pharmacy. He says people's lung function was worse a year after the fire than it was directly after breathing some of the highest measured wildfire smoke levels ever recorded.
I expected that the lung function results would be the lowest immediately after 50 days of smoke inhalation, and that it would, given a year, it would give that much time for people to rebound and start, you know, getting back to normal.
But people's lungs didn't rebound. They got worse. Malaccio says he was asked by the Missoula City County Health Department to do a study after Seeley Lake air quality monitors measured 50 days of unhealthy levels of tiny particulate matter, or PM2.5, found in wildfire smoke during the Rice Ridge fire. These particulates accumulate when you breathe them in, which can lead to cardiovascular and respiratory issues. Malaccio surveyed 95 people at the end of the 2017 fire season, men and women ranging from their 20s to their 80s. Their average age was 63. He asked them questions about their demographics and health, took their blood pressure and heart rate, and tested their lung function with a spirometer. About a third of his original subjects came back for similar tests the next year.
Almost everybody, 90% of the people that came back to be tested, all their lung function dropped. One person didn't change at all, and two people slightly increased.
He says a number of people registered results below what's considered normal for their age group a year after the fire, and that men were more impacted than women. He says people might not notice a difference in their ability to get around now compared to before the fire, and his study only measured an objective assessment of lung function, not how people felt. Malaccio says he jumped at the chance to study a cohort of people impacted by wildfire smoke in real time. He says typically researchers check in with hospitals after a fire and look for upticks in lung or heart-related visits.
They don't do studies on individuals like we did here, where we're actually following individuals following exposure and seeing what their health is like.
Malaccio is still accepting new participants from Seeley Lake to add to his ongoing study. He's starting similar study cohorts in Hamilton and Thompson Falls and hopes to secure grant funding for future studies in Missoula and a control group in eastern Montana. The Seeley Lake study, which Malaccio wanted to present to locals before seeking publication in a peer-reviewed scientific journal, raises a number of questions for him and his colleagues at UM.
Is this the new normal? Is this a downward trend, or are we going to see people rebounding? Because we didn't really have any smoke this past summer. So, you know, we don't know. But we did see that that from that exposure that there were lingering effects even a year out.
He says he and other UM researchers want to look at how exercise in smoke-affected areas relates to exposure risk and recovery, and how prolonged wildfire smoke exposure impacts the heart. Not everyone in Seeley Lake was as surprised as Malaccio with his findings. Councilman Cecil Schlabach teaches middle school at Seeley Lake Elementary.
I've seen in the springtime, it really seemed like the springtime, I saw more hacking, coughing up a lung than I did immediately as the fire was going on.
Janet Whitesall says she stuck around for the entirety of the Rice Ridge fire and felt fine, even without using HEPA filters. But hearing Malaccio's study results makes her think twice about her wood stove.
I'm real concerned about it now in the winter if what happened over the summer had that big of an effect on people. And I felt no symptoms at all during the fire, but I do now with the wood burning season. So kind of an eye-opener.
More information about Malaccio's study and how to contact him to get involved are on our website, mtpr.org. In Seeley Lake, I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.